Rod Graves, the Cardinals Vice President of Football Operations, joining Doug and Wolf on Sports 620 KTAR. I saw you immediately reach for the headphones when you heard Wolf yelling. That's, welcome to my world, Rod.
Well, it's boy, what an exciting job you have.
Dealing with Wolf is a little bit odd. You know, this is amazing. We called this NFC Champ Camp. You guys have earned that. What is the difference? What is the biggest difference for you between 2009 and recent training camps in Flagstaff?
Well, Doug, I think what I noticed most of all is just the maturity level of our football team. You know, I think our guys came in and decided to focus on business and try to put some of the distractions behind us. And as you watch our guys on the football field, they're approaching the game and their craft as professionals. Everybody's trying to improve. Everybody knows that last year was last year, and you're as good as your last swing at the plate, so we've got to get ready to get back there this year.
Why do you think Anquan Boldenrod has come in and he seems so peaceful, much more peaceful this year? We all know that he still wants a contract and he's not happy with it and everything else, but he seems to be going about his business in a professional manner. Do you have any speculation as to why that is?
Well, Ron, obviously you'll have to get that question from him. I'm just happy to see it.
Yeah, you know? Right.
But, you know, he's one of those guys that we're depending on this season, and obviously we're a better football team when he's happy and integrated in what we're doing, and his approach is certainly welcomed, and we look forward to having a great season with him.
I know there's no way that his approach changes your salary cap situation. It doesn't mean all of a sudden you have money now, but at the same time, does it help in the contract negotiations the way he has changed his tune from last year?
Well, you know, I don't know that it affects our contract negotiations. You know, my dealings are primarily with his representative, Tom Condon. And Tom is a professional and one of the guys that I enjoy working across the table with. And if there's a situation that I think can help, certainly his presence and involvement will do that.
Along with Ken Wisenhunt, this is the man that helped construct the NFC Champions. We're talking to Vice President of Football Operations, Rod Graves.
When you look back at last season, Rod, just an unbelievable season, and we all know that. What are you most proud of?
Boy, you know, I guess I just, when I look back and I think about the road that we've taken to build this football team and to see it actually come together was very gratifying. You know, it has been a long road in terms of just getting the players in place, and we got a wonderful football coach in Ken Wisenhunt. He's got a great staff, and to see all of it come together as we approach the latter part of the season was really gratifying. Ron,
in order to get to such a high, there had to be lows. What was the most difficult thing you had to deal with in your time as GM and vice president of the Cardinals to get to the point that you did last year?
Well, you know, we had some ups and downs. I mean, obviously, we've been through a couple of coaching staffs since I've been here. And you know, whenever you get to a point realizing you have to make a change again, I think that's probably the lowest point, that you have to start all over again. And you know, hopefully those days are behind us and we're looking forward to a long relationship with Ken Wisenhunt.
How do you think the organization right now is positioned for the future? When you look down the road, Rod, and I know that's one of your responsibilities, of course, not only for the present, but also for the future. What do you see when you look down the road?
Ron, you know, I see stability. I see continuity. I see a plan in place. I feel like we want to become the strong club that we usually recognize in teams like New England and Green Bay and those times. We want to build a reputation, and we want to be one of the more respected teams in the National Football League in terms of how we operate. We feel like with a good, solid plan, and when everybody's on the same page, we can make changes. We can make changes in the coaching staff. We can make changes in our personnel, and we still keep going. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the kind of stability and continuity that we're trying to establish with our football team.
You know, Wolf mentioned you're in charge of looking to the future. You mentioned stability and your relationship with Ken Wisenhunt, and yet there's always little media underlings saying, where's the contract extension? Where's the contract extension? Do you feel like this is a big deal of something that has to be done, or are you kind of have a relax? We know we're going to get something done with him eventually.
Well, Doug, you know, people fail to keep in mind that we're a business, and we're not printing money in the backyard.
The government's doing that, but you guys can't.
Well, that's only so much to work with, and we have to take into consideration many factors that a lot of companies are dealing with these days, and that's a sagging economy, and we have to weigh all of that. And so with the players, you know that everybody wants to be paid now, but you have to resist that temptation, do what you feel like is smart for your football team, and the one thing we have to do is maintain a pretty equal balance on both sides of the ball. Sometimes that means delaying one player's contract extension and trying to get a few other things in place before we move forward.
Rod, would the Cardinals be interested at all in Michael Vick?
I would say no, Ron. I think we're comfortable with where we are. We recognize the talent that Michael Vick has, and we certainly wish him well, but he's not one that we're eyeing at this particular time.
What about Brett Favre?
Well, I think I'll leave that one alone. I'd like to remember Brett Favre for the career he had in Green Bay.
That's exactly right, Ron.
Hopefully it's over.
Yeah. Indeed.
Man, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. Now, when you look at your roster and the competition that's going on and the battles that are going on, who is the young man, who's the young rookie, who's the second or third year player that you just brought in that, admittedly, you didn't know what to expect, and now you're thinking, boy, we really are happy that this guy's in camp.
Boy, we have a few of those, and fortunately, I'm pleased with what I see in Greg Toler.
Okay.
That's going to certainly provide us some depth at our defensive back position. I'm pleased, actually, with what I see in Herman Johnson, the big offensive lineman we got out of LSU. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the progress that we're seeing out of Cody Brown.
Yeah.
And of course, I don't think anyone will be more excited than I will to see Beanie back in action and see the lift that he'll give our running game. We're all anticipating that. But we've got a couple young players and even a few free agents that I'm encouraged by. So we'll see. It's an old term that Bill Parcells used to use, I'm told, and we'll just wait and see what happens. But I think we've got some good young talent on our football team. And a couple of other guys, Calais Campbell, and you mentioned second-year guys that we're depending on.
It's crazy he was drafted just last year.
Yep, and he's having a magnificent camp.
Yeah. Rod, what effect do you think Beanie Wells has had on Tim Hightower?
Gee, I think we pissed him off.
And I don't hear that that's necessarily a bad thing.
You know what, Rod? Exactly. I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I tell you what. He has had an excellent camp. He's going about his business as if he's got a chip on his shoulder. And, in fact, he just started speaking to me yesterday. So I think he's certainly a competitor. And he's worked extremely hard. And I just see, without him even having to say it, that if Beanie Wells is going to be our frontliner, he's going to have to win it.
Yes.
Outstanding. Every time anybody says something in the media, it's either taken out of context, it gets quoted, blah, blah, blah. Take the megaphone right now and talk to the fans. The last question really isn't a question. Anything you want to say to the fans for 2009?
Well, we really appreciate the outpouring of appreciation and support that has been demonstrated in this training camp. We've had numbers we've never seen since I've been here. All throughout not only Phoenix and Arizona, but throughout the country, we've seen a groundswell of Cardinal support, and it's been absolutely wonderful. And so to the fans, we say thank you. We appreciate it. We hope if you have the moment to come out and see us this weekend up in Flagstaff, we welcome everyone. And again, we really appreciate the support.
Good luck this year.
Thank you.
That's Rod Graves, General Manager and Vice President of Football Operations for the Arizona Cardinals.